This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. A bourbon, a bath, and a kiss. According to one Triangle-based folk rock group, that is just one of many ways to remedy an aching heart or a lonely mind. The group, Mary Johnson Rockers and The Spark, has been playing together for a number of years. They recently released a new EP called Remedy. It celebrates the many ways in which they have found a home for themselves here and their music. And I'm joined by the band in the studio, Mary Johnson Rockers and The Spark, is Mary Johnson Rockers on acoustic guitar and vocals, Jim Kremitas on guitar and vocals, F.J. Ventry on electric bass, and Miriam Chickerell Bayard on vocals. Welcome. Good to have you here. And in a way, good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having us back. And we are missing one key member of our group today, and that's Robert Cantrell on drums. He couldn't be here. But
so I'm just going to do this.
He's here in spirit. You can be the drummer today.
That's it, right? And for most of the songs. As I say, welcome back. But in other iterations, you've been doing music for a while and are always evolving. Mary, tell us about the iteration of this group with you and Miriam, who have been together for a while.
Well, as you said, Miriam and I go way back, and we were recalling the other day that we met on a rafting trip in college about 15 years ago, and we're singing together. We just really clicked. So we have that history, and I feel like that's been the foundation of our music for a while, and we've been really lucky and fortunate to have come across some musicians to join us, and it's just been evolving from there.
Well, Miriam, lucky or what? Because it seems to me that if you come together and click and you create one sound, which is beautiful, and then you evolve the way you have and just make it better and better, it's more than just luck. How did you grow together the way you did, and do you think?
Yeah, well, I actually sang when I was younger, before college, with in a couple of different groups and group situations, and just love singing harmonies. That's what I kind of grew up doing with my mom. And so the first time that I heard Mary sing, she and I had actually met, but I didn't know she was a singer and a songwriter. So the first time I heard her sing, I just could hear all these melodies in my head, and I knew that I just needed to meet her. And it's something really special about being able to sing harmonies with someone, and that just kind of added to our friendship.
All right, let's prove it right now. Will you do a song for us?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it. We're going to play Send a Letter, which is the first song off of our new EP.
One, two, three, four, one.
Go ahead and write it down. I won't read it aloud. But your words will stay with me like a second heartbeat. Go ahead and say it all. There's no right or wrong. Sometimes the truth comes out in a whisper or windfall. Send a letter to me by bird or train. How long the journey takes. Send a letter to me. That's the only way I can feel the place your touch has been. Send a letter. That's the only way
our time until we can be together again. Oh, send a letter. Oh, how I love to see your cursive ways, gentle and deliberate, like in those early days. Nothing can reach me like those words you write. In a dark and empty room, you are my pilot light. Send a letter to me by bird or train. The only way I can feel the place your touch has been. Send a letter.
Mary Johnson Rockers and the Spark. From that song is called Send a Letter. The new EP is called Remedy, released in December. And Jim Kramitis, you co-wrote some of the songs with Mary on this EP. Tell us about your collaboration. Were there themes that drove the collaboration? How do you work together?
It's a great question. I mean, it sort of just happens. There have been situations where Mary would bring a song into the group, and we would talk about it, you know, try some different changes in terms of the chord structures and the melody lines. In fact, Miriam wrote some bridges for us in a couple of the tunes. And there's other situations where I would be working on a song. In fact, there's one in particular I really like telling the story. I had this song written probably 85%. I had the lyrics. I kind of liked where it was going. Mary came over and said, I started playing it for her, and she goes, oh, I got some words that'll work perfectly for that. And I trashed mine. I said, that's it. We're going with her lyrics. They were great.
Did you tell her in advance that you had them? Or did
oh,
you
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was okay. Getting ready to start singing them. She goes, no, I got some perfect words.
Miriam, had you written music before this?
Not so much. I definitely feel a little bit, you know, more confident singing lyrics that Mary writes.
Well, you wrote the bridges for this. And
yeah, the melody part, yeah. The melody lines. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, I think when you sing harmonies, you're kind of hearing other melody lines anyway. So, yeah, it was fun.
You do another song for us?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do one where Miriam has the lead. This is actually an older tune, but we'd never recorded it, and so on our EP it gave us an opportunity to do that. And this is A Bourbon, A Bath, and A Kiss.
Somebody somewhere once said there's nothing that can't be with a bourbon and a bath and a kiss. Oh, 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 oh. And I can't find a remedy, but I don't want to give up on this town. Gotta turn everything around. Oh, 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 oh. Up gentle when I put myself down fast. I'm trying not to break my own heart. I'm trying not to break my own heart. Well, country drive would do me good. She ran out of drive. All the taillights wait in line. Oh, 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 oh. And how the day just carries on when I let the end. to break my own heart. I'm trying not to break my own heart. Well, somebody somewhere once said there's nothing.
Mary Johnson Rockers and the Spark performing A Bourbon, A Bath, and A Kiss from their new EP, Remedy, released in December. You're hearing that here on The State of Things. I want to change the name of our show. I think our show should be called A Bourbon, A Bath, and A Kiss. I think note to staff, new name for the show. Tune in. And all the, Mary, you're a full-time social worker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Full-time day job. So how do you, does your art and work kind of work together?
Well, we all are actually working various jobs full time, in addition to the music. I think for me, the music really complements the social work and music go together because they're both full of passion, really.
Well, and Miriam is a nurse. You're a nurse.
Mm-hmm. I am, yes.
This should be, and you make music together. So a social worker and a nurse who make music. There's a template for a new form of government here, I believe. If we could, it sounds great. And is, I suppose it is in some ways. Although, do you get any support or pushback at work? I mean, do people, how do they feel about this?
I definitely have a supportive co-working group. But, you know, I think most of our gigs, fortunately, are in the evenings, weekends. Mm-hmm. So I actually feel really blessed that my nursing job is kind of a 9-to-5 as opposed to a shift work. So that's been really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think some of my co-workers have been coming out to shows lately, so I definitely feel the support from my coworkers there.
Well, sounds good. And you've recently. And what about politics? Do you work politics into your music at all? That's
I do, but not on my state job time. But
No. Just after hours.
I do after hours. I'm pretty political, and I want to call myself a quiet activist, and music is really the vessel or the channel for me to express my political views. And recently I've been really fortunate to work with some other local artists as part of the NC Music Love Army, which is a great musical movement that I'm just really happy to be a part of.
And, well, like I say, you put a nurse and a social worker together, a couple of guitars and some great musicians around you, and, you know, that's probably all the politics we could ever use. But thanks for all of it. I want to give you time to play us out, but first, thank you for being on the program and tell everybody about your new EP. Mary Johnson and the Rockers, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Mary Johnson and the Rockers, Mary Johnson Rockers and the Spark.
You can really call them rock. They are rockers.
Mary Johnson Rockers
definitely
and the Spark
made me
rock.
More rock and roll than I used to be.
So. With Mary Johnson Rockers on vocals, Jim Kremitas on the guitar and vocals, FJ Ventry on electric bass, and Miriam Chickerell Bayard on vocals. They're going to be performing at the Cary Theater in April, and you can find out more about that and their latest album at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Mary Johnson Rockers and The Spark.
Winter is familiar, but I fight it when it comes. I wish I had a pulley and rope to keep high the sun. Tension between seasons breaks and evens out the score. And after that, I won't be missing you anymore. I won't be missing you anymore. There's no point in opening the door you locked when you left. I don't expect you to say the things I want to. My time now to let you in or let you out. I
smoker and someone who used to. I have a beer and a cigarette, 'cause I have a good excuse to dance around the room like I never have before. And after that I won't be looking for you anymore. I won't be looking for you anymore. There's no point in opening the door you locked when you left. I don't expect you to see the things I want to hear, but this is my time now to let you in.